You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Before the break, we were talking about the effects of the internet on the pet business. And Rick, we didn't get a chance to hear your answer of how Pruce has dealt with the issue of the internet in daily operations of your business.
Well, early on, I had a client come in from Detroit, and he says, I just had to come up here because I heard so much about your store on the internet. So I won't labor the point because there's certainly the opposite side of that, of lots of opportunity for people to buy merchandise outside of our stream of process. But by and large, I've found that at least what's kept us stable and going and growing is expanding that reputation, that we know what we're talking about and we're part of that conversation and dialogue, and trying to stay involved with that dialogue that really, really helps make it, you know, like we said, you know, if you put heat up against something steel, you want to make it sharp. You know what I mean? You definitely want to have a nice sharp blade, and you're not going to have a sharp blade if you're not, you know, put up against the fire. And we're just the internet, competition, you know, all the big box stores. That's all competition, which we have to just keep working with and working with so that we survive ourselves. But we have a good mission, a good passion. Same with Howard. We have a passion. We want to keep going. And that's what enables us to come up with those conclusions of here's where we need to go. Right. They're actually helping us develop the path that we're going to lead. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I understand. And Rick, you give me the perfect segue. Let's talk about the future, because obviously I know there's no crystal ball, but you've got to be planning toward where you see the pet industry growing, going and growing. So, Howard, we'll begin with you. Where do you see the pet industry growing, and what do you see Soldan's doing in order to continue to be an effective player in that environment?
I just keep changing with the times, and as people ask for products, and the managers, we take our managers to a trade show every year to see the new items and the new services that we can offer and things like that, and they be my eyes and ears and listening and talk and adapt. So, you know, the future, I don't have a crystal ball either, but I think the beauty of a small business is we can change and fairly quickly to adapt to what we need to do. But yeah, you know, the internet, we're obviously going to do more with the internet, with Facebook and blogs and the actual website itself, and add items, you know, where people can purchase online. You know, we'll be reopening that, I don't know, probably within the next year. I don't want to do it, you know, halfway. I want to do it right. So I'm just waiting to get that done, and then we can introduce that again as well. So my daughter's in her second year at Northern Michigan University. She's still interested in joining the business in a pretty significant role. So she got two more years up there. She's studying business. I'm looking for her to inject new ideas into the corporation. I'm still pretty old school, but you know, it's worked so far, but it's always good to get new blood in, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, and I'm hearing third generation in that business.
Yeah.
And that may be a common thread. Dave, how about in Wolverton? Where do you see the future for your business, and how do you see yourself changing to deal with it?
Well, we have to change with the environment also, and supply the services and the products that that our customers need. And as Howard and Rick adjust their model, whatever way it may be, and people like them, we have to be able to supply many of those needs, whether it's a fulfillment center for their website, or bringing in different products, marketing plans and programs, merchandising tools. We need to just continue to listen and see what we can do to help our customers.
Interesting. And Rick, how about you? Where do you see the future going, and where do you see Pruce's role in that?
Well, if this is a dance or a tango or whatnot, I would have to say that we always need to follow. You know, we need to kind of connect ourselves with the pet community in a real way. The internet can help do that. But we need to follow the better part of our industry, the more passionate hobbyists and where their values are and what they want. You know, we can only sell a healthy environment for a reptile if that's what the consumers want. And then when they want to have a larger, more impressive environment or one that better reflects nature, they have to want to do that. We can't force that. So we are always taking the follow step, you know, same with dogs and dog feed and dog nutrition and dog training. We're only as good as those that we serve. And I would say that that's, you know, one of the beautiful things about this radio talk show is that, you know, we're always trying to create a better consumer, a more knowledgeable, more informed. I think everybody's passionate about their pets. We just need them to be more informed and then follow suit with that and just be in the community and available at their disposal when they need us.
Right. And as a final step in our conversation today, one of the things that I think is also an interesting part of all of your businesses is that you aren't just sitting on the sidelines when it comes to animal welfare and involving yourself in the local animal community. Howard, talk with us about why Solden's got involved in the way that you have with the Humane Society, with the dog park over at Hawk Island. What was your reasoning behind that, and how has it affected your business or just the community?
It's just always been a passion of mine for the shelters and the you know, things like that, just for animals' well-being. I get a pretty heavy heart when I see all those guys, you know, without a home. And so, you know, within reason, I mean, obviously we can't give everything, all profits, you know, to nonprofit organizations such as that. But we do, we've always, from day one, my dad instilled that in me too, is, you know, help the animals out. And Capital Area Humane Society has probably been our biggest that we contribute to the most over the years. And then recently the dog park that we did in the my mom and dad's honor, you know, in their name, naming the dog park. And that I just thought was the girls on the committee, I can't remember how many years, it's probably been 5 years ago, came to us, you know, with the idea, and they needed a major sponsor, and it was a stretch for us, but we did it. Because I thought it was needed, and it was, and it's been very well received. There's probably not a day goes by without somebody wanting a donation for a fundraiser, you know, dog shows, cat shows, horse shows, adoptions, things like that. And normally we will do something, a gift certificate or a bag of dog food or something like that, just to help out with their cause. And pretty much I stick strictly to the animal related events because there's so many.
Yeah. I'm sure you open Rick the door. Sees these.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's just every day there's so many requests, and obviously we can't do them all, but we try to do what we can for the animals in the communities.
And Dave, how about Wolverton? How are you guys involved in the animal community in this area?
Well, like Howard and Rick, we deal with the humane societies. We also have a connection with Leader Dogs for the Blind. We get involved at different times with rescue operations, as far as, you know, dog rescue, cat rescue kind of businesses, and try to do what we can to, if we can't help them directly, we talk to our retail partners and have them get involved.
Right. It's a never-ending issue, but I want to thank you guys for coming, and what a great conversation we've had today. We've been talking this morning with Howard Solden II from Solden's Pets, as well as Dave Rinke, the president of Wolverton. And on behalf of my co-host, Rick Pruse, and my producers, Kirby Pruse and Mark Price, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend, a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you next week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Everybody covers me.